Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm Tracy Hunt, in for Melissa Harris-Perry.
And I hope we're in agreement about Maria Sophia, because we watched her video.
Uh-huh.
And we didn't like it.
Yeah.
We loved it.
I mean,
we flipped for it. Oh, she's incredible.
Kayla Monterosa Mejia cemented her stardom the moment she stole scenes on the HBO comedy Curb Your Enthusiasm.
You want bald children with no brains? Go right ahead.
I don't have to listen to you. If I want to see Larry, oh, I will see Larry.
Let's just take five.
The 25-year-old made a huge impression and even got the attention of Quinta Brunson, which landed Kayla the role as the worst teacher's aide at Abbott Elementary.
Ashley Garcia, Frankfurt, Philly, old enough to know better, young enough to sheesh. And I'm here at Abbott as an aide because I'm helpful as hell. That's why I've been at four schools in 4 months, because everyone wants a piece.
But now Kayla is taking the lead.
Hi, I'm Kayla Monterosa Mejia, and I'm starring in a new Netflix show called Free Ridge.
Kayla stars as Gloria, a high school girl with the weight of the world on her shoulders.
Have you seen the box with all my baby stuff? I'm trying to find the silver spoon Tia Maria gave me. I think I could get a good chunk of change for it, with silver being so valuable these days, like maybe even $150.
More like $310.
Really, you think?
That's what I got for it.
You sold it?
Janae Pierre spoke with Kayla for The Takeaway.
Kayla, thanks for being here. We are elated to have you.
Thank you. I'm so excited. This is so cool. I don't think I've ever done something like this before. So I'm excited.
Now, before we get into your new project, Free Ridge, I want to ask about your time on Curb Your Enthusiasm. Could you tell me who Maria Sophia is and talk about how you landed that role?
Oh my gosh, yes. She changed my life completely and everyone at Curb Your Enthusiasm, but she's this very loud, confident woman who doesn't really understand social cues or processes things normally.
Okay, Maria Sophia, I'm going to record this and pretend like this is not even here.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
I wanted to talk to you about that David boy.
Larry.
Yeah, that's his name, Larry David.
Well, what about him?
I feel like you're being seductive right now. You're talking to your mother.
Are we not close?
In real life, do you ever talk to your mother like that?
No, I don't seduce my mom. What is wrong with you? God.
So she's a little out there, you know? But, oh my gosh, that whole experience has been one of the best things I think that's ever happened to me, and I feel so grateful. Just, it was a regular audition, sort of. I came through in a normal way and auditioned. I didn't really think much of it. I remember being super nervous because I didn't think I was good in this improv format or just really understood what they sort of wanted in a way. I was like really nervous. I was like, I don't know. I sent in a tape. I thought, okay, you know, well, whatever happens. But I didn't think anything of it. And sure enough, I think a week later, I got the role and they took a chance on me because I had nothing on my resume at the time and I didn't have any professional credits, and they just gave me a shot, and I'm so grateful.
Yeah. You mentioned improv, and there's a lot of improv on Curb Your Enthusiasm. Was that something that you were excited about?
Hell no. Sorry. Am I allowed to say that? I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
No, I was not. Oh my goodness. I think maybe later on in life, I'll be excited for that type of one.
Yeah.
But I think because it was my first time being on a professional set and it was my first time really doing anything of this magnitude, I take a lot of comfort in being prepared. And when you have lines, you know, like point A and point B, and you just know where it's going to end, how it's going to start. Everything else is sort of unpredicted. But for the most part, you have like a roadmap. Mm-hmm. And that's not an improv. That doesn't happen. So I was super nervous. I'm not going to lie. I think it's the worst I've ever felt about myself.
Well, is there any scene that sticks out?
You know what? The dance scene that I do when you first meet my character, that sticks out all the time.
I mean, she also dances?
Yeah.
show them how you dance, baby.
Oh, okay.
No, no, you should do it.
I mean, okay,
dance,
go so. 1, 2, 3.
Rewind.
That's very good. Very good. Bravo. Yes, excellent. Good job. Very good.
That's not the whole thing. There's a flip.
Yeah, I'm
at the
sure.
End.
I'm sure. Yeah.
I have a phenomenal partner in that season, is Marcus Ray, who plays my dad. And he, first of all, just an incredible person, but also an amazing actor and improviser. And that was all his idea. That was completely in the moment. And it was so much fun. And I think it helped shape the character. But he was just like, yeah, my daughter dances. And I was like, okay. Like, then I just got to follow him. Like, you know? Yeah. And I was like, yeah, okay. But that sticks out in my head all the time, because it's such a fun scene. And I think it really helped shape the character for the rest of the season.
Yeah. Yeah. So I want to switch over to talk about Free Ridge. You play a character named Gloria, who is the daughter of immigrants and the unofficial matriarch of her home and her friend group. Do you relate to Gloria at all?
Oh, my gosh. So much. My parents are both immigrants, and I am the oldest daughter. I have one younger brother. So there's, you know, a lot of life to pull from there. But yeah, I think at one point I remember actually being exactly like Gloria, and not necessarily at her age, but at a different time in my life. I remember just being so caught up in everyone else's world and what they were doing, and so consumed by their problems and trying to fix their things that they had going on. And I remember how frustrated and how angry I was at the world at that time. And I think that's something that, you know, Gloria is going through at the time when you meet her in Free Ridge.
Stop stressing. Things will work out, like they always do.
Things don't just magically work out. They work out because I figure them out for you.
Yeah, because I have faith.
Okay. Faith is having a plan, doing the work. That's what gets you money.
So I understood where that was coming from. And it was interesting, because I went to therapy to be able to deal with these issues of sort of, why am I meddling in everyone's life? Why is this happening? And I think I learned the tools to not, you know, they have this thing where it's like, live and let live. And so that was really interesting to sort of go back in that mind frame of pre having, you know, moved on from these issues. And so that was not the best, but it was really interesting. And I had a lot of fun, and I really empathized with my character a lot.
After the break, more of our conversation with Kayla Monterosa Mejia here on The Takeaway.
Carnegie Hall has welcomed a dizzying array of performers.
To have Andy Kaufman, Frank Zappa, and Birgit Nielsen and Horowitz on the same stage, it becomes this kaleidoscope of our history.
I'm Jessica Vosk. Join me for the new podcast, If This Hall Could Talk. It's all about our unique cultural history, as witnessed by one of New York's most beloved institutions, Carnegie Hall. Listen now wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm Tracy Hunt, in for Melissa Harris-Perry. Before the break, Kayla Monterosa Mejia was sharing what it meant for her to play Gloria on the Netflix show Free Ridge. Let's hear more of her talk with Janae Pierre.
It's a funny show. It's hilarious, but it also deals with some really heavy topics. What are some of the things Gloria is dealing with throughout the show?
Yeah, it's really nice, because I think it's a super fun show, and it's really, you know, lighthearted, but it's fun as an actress also, because you get to see these characters in different situations. But specifically Gloria, she goes through a lot, and I think it's like a roller coaster for her, where you see her, you know, sort of fighting with her sister.
This is your fault. No more. I'm done. You can officially start taking care of yourself.
Green sauce.
What?
With enchiladas. It's what I want for dinner.
And then she like has a crush and she falls in love.
You think about me?
A little.
What do you think?
The standard. Are you getting enough sleep kind of stuff?
I don't. Not with you always on my mind.
Come on, shut up.
Then you realize that, you know, her dad is dealing with like a really, really horrible health scare.
Dad, sit.
How is it that you got expelled and I'm the one having sit-down talk?
Because you're lying about your cancer.
And so it's been such a roller coaster as an actress to be able to play, but it's been so fulfilling because I think, you know, being in the swing of comedy for a while, it was nice to have a more dimensional character. And, you know, I think in the past, the characters that I've done that I've been so grateful for, you've only got to see them in one certain way. So it was really nice to be able to play with Gloria and get to show different sides of her. It's been super fulfilling.
Yeah. And this is your first leading role, right?
Yes. Oh, my God.
How has that been?
Crazy. Crazy in the best way. It's been so much fun. And truthfully, you know, with other roles, I've been so grateful to be on set. It's been like a day here, a day there. But with Free Ridge, it was the best feeling because I remember when I was just, you know, trying to become an actress, and I would have little days here and there throughout the year where I would act. And I would always say, like, no matter what happens tomorrow, no matter what happened yesterday, today, this is your job. And this is, you know, what you're doing for today. And it was crazy to now, like, a couple years later, come back and think for the next foreseeable future, for the next couple of months, this is your everyday. This is what I get to wake up and do. And I remember being, like, no matter how tired I got or how crazy the day was, just having so much fun. And it's, like, this overwhelming feeling of gratitude every day because I'm like, oh, my God, I'm living my dream. I get to wake up and live my dream every single day for a while. And so that it was the best thing. And I feel so, so grateful.
Yeah. I was completely joked out when I saw you on Abbott Elementary teaching children about their body, yada, 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 yada.
Yeah.
How y'all doing? Don't worry about me. I'm not even here.
I'm okay. Here to teach you about the human body, yaddy, 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 bones, blood, meat.
Okay. You. Hey, hi, my class. You guys would know this if you did your homework. Hello, right up here, guys, right up here.
Okay. Girl, is that my shirt?
Oh, my gosh. That was all these opportunities I've never seen them coming because I'm just like the things that I've been able to do. But Abbott was really something that like I just couldn't believe it. And that was completely, you know, I'm so grateful for her as well. She just commented on my Instagram one day after seeing an episode of Curb. And sure enough, like months later, I got a call from my agents that, you know, there was this role and they wanted to reach out about it. And then next thing you know, a couple months after that, there I am on the Abbott Elementary set, which was so surreal. And I say this all the time, especially because I think as actors, there's these opportunities that are really cool when you get to seem cool to your family, if that makes any sense.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And my brother was a huge fan of Abbott Elementary. And I remember when I booked Curb, he told me, he's like, oh, you peaked, girl. Like, enjoy this because you're never going to do it. Like, this is like, you know, you kind of, you started early. And so I was like, okay, well, that's not nice. But sure enough, when I got Abbott, he was like, you know what I said that you peaked? I lied.
Exactly.
I remember, yeah. We were both in disbelief, honestly, because I was like, I couldn't believe that I was able to be a part of that show. And it's also really surreal to be a part of something that you watch. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, to be like, oh, my God, being there and being on the set and working with everyone's like, what the heck is going on? And everyone is so kind and so funny and just so incredible that it was not only was I so happy to be there, but it was also a great learning experience and, you know, the whole mockumentary format. But also just with everyone there, they're just top to bottom, some of the most talented people I've ever worked with. And it was a wonderful experience. And I'm so, so grateful for it.
Now, you're from Southern California, not too far from Hollywood, but you're someone from the area we don't often get to see represented on television. How do you feel being part of that representation for many Latinas?
You know, I've been asked this question. I've never really known how to answer it. And until recently, I figured it out. You know what it is? It's just, oh, my God, this is so cheesy. I hate this. But this is truly what it feels like. It feels like a gift. Like the universe and whatever's out there gave me like a present. And the present is that I get to be a part of this. Because especially for me growing up, you know,
I also didn't see much representation, but the people that I did see, I remember how it made me feel and how it gave me so much hope and how, you know, it made me emotional. And I had all these feelings, and to see myself on screen, it was really indescribable. And the fact that I, you know, get to be a part of something that maybe in some way pushes that forward. And if someone gets to, you know, see themselves in me in whatever capacity, that's like a gift, because I think, wow, this meant so much to me when it was happening to me. And now to be a part of it is like anything. I just have so much gratitude. I don't know how I got so lucky. I truthfully don't. But being part of a project that, you know, it has diversity and it shows representation, I feel so lucky, and it's a gift. And I hope, you know, people are able to resonate with it.
Yeah. Kayla Monterosa Mejia, actor, artist, and the star of Netflix's Free Ridge. Kayla, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you so much. This was actually really fun. Thank you.